dragons?
Where are my dragons? Where are my dragons? Where are my dragons?
Well, I don't know what she's talking about, but you're listening to WONY Oneonta Red Dragon Radio.
Dracarys.
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. An outdoor movie will be hosted on Saturday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. from 9 p.m. Stop by to get some hot drinks, popcorn, and some snacks. The movie will be streaming at the Mullers Plaza. Also happening Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Hunt Union's Red Dragon Theater, Activities Council will be hosting a musical called Some Like It Hip Hop. On Sunday, November 24th, the Geology Club will be meeting to go to the Howes Cavern. It will be meeting outside the Perna Science Building at 9:30 a.m. On Monday, November 25th, Making Sense will be hosting sessions of Build Your Stack. Feel free to stop by FitCell 251 at 3:30 p.m. to learn more about financial literacy. On Tuesday, November 26th, the university will be closed and will return December 2nd, Monday. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connection. Stay warm, have a great Thanksgiving, and keep it locked.
And the
try to fix it. The traffic climbs more every day. I can't help but feel I've dragged you along when nothing feels right.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. My name is Gideon Dean, and you just heard our guest for this morning. Please welcome Allie Sant.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So we just heard your brand new song, The Flood. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
We have not had live music in this studio for so long, and so it's so cool when, like, somebody pulls up with an acoustic guitar and you're like, all right. So that was The Flood. I really want to dive into the recording process for this song, because I've heard it live a lot in the past, like, year or two. Can you tell us a little bit about bringing that into the studio, your collaborative process with other musicians to make it what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. This song is funny because I actually wrote it back in 2018 or 19, somewhere around there. So it's been around for a while. And like 20 different musicians have played this with me, and it's taken on different versions every time. So when I finally was ready to start recording it as a studio version, there were so many directions I could take it in, because I had played it so many different ways, like acoustic with a really like heavy band feel, or with a bunch of harmonies, or none at all and just me. So there were a lot of different directions, and it ended up kind of becoming this country-ish folk rock thing, which I was happy with, and definitely inspired by Fleetwood Mac and the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Little John Mayer. So yeah, and thanks to the musicians I recorded with, it became that kind of folk rock sound that it is now. So I started recording drums for this song back in 2022. And the reason being that it was a side project for a lot of months while I was pursuing other music projects, and then finally it became more of the center of my focus in the past few months. But Dylan Travison played drums on this. He was the drummer and singing double, and he recorded it in Studio A, like on campus, and we had such a great time. Like, he's done all the drums for my solo stuff that I have coming out in the next few months. And then Teddy Holly played lead guitar, and Mike Aaron played bass. And then I actually, do you know the website Fiverr?
I don't think so.
It's one of those hired gun websites where you can pay a musician to like play on your stuff.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I found that really cool like slide guitar sound that's in the final one. That was a guy online who I reached out to. I'm like, hey, do you want to play in my song? And he was so nice and did such a fantastic job. His name's Thomas. But yeah, like the whole recording process was very much like drawn out over 2 years. A lot of it was also, you know, in my apartment closet doing vocals, or in my friends' living rooms and basements, which I feel like goes for a lot of the bands and musicians on campus, that it's very DIY up here.
Mm-hmm.
But we also use the campus studios, so it's definitely a mix. But I can't say enough about the musicians I worked with. They really gave this so much life. So
that's awesome. Yeah, so yeah. You've been a student. You're a senior now, correct?
Yes.
We're graduating together. Okay, cool.
Days.
Yep. Oh my God. Why?
Sorry.
Don't. The countdown, man. It's crazy. But so you've been a student here for the past 4 years in our music industry program. Can you talk a little bit about how that has influenced your musicianship, the people that you've met through that, and how that has kind of shaped the path that you're on?
Ooh, that's a great question. More than anything, the music industry major here has introduced me to so many different kinds of music, and helped me hone in and like sharpen some skills I don't think I would have if I didn't go to this program. I came in not really playing bass or playing with, I played with a few bands in high school, but never really like original music so much as I did in college. So learning how to write with other people and figure out how to like be in a group and do some touring and stuff like that. And just also being so inspired by the people in our major and sitting in the fine arts lobby all the time and hearing conversations and people walking past me and sharing their new music. And like, it's just so great.
I always joke, there's these like two tables that are kind of like high up tables next to like the stairs to the second floor. And me and my roommates always joke, that's like the Ali Sand corner, because she is always there.
I'm always there.
Always there. I was like, they should like dedicate like a plaque to her or something.
You are not the first person that said that. A lot of the professors think that it's, they should like get me a name tag for my office kind of thing, because I really do love sitting there. And part of it is because so many opportunities have presented themselves to me just by making myself available and being there. And that's another big thing. I think in Oneonta, people are so willing to collaborate and say, oh, hey, play this show. Like, you would sound great for this. Oh, hey, work with me on this song that I just wrote. And by making yourself available and showing your face a lot, then it'll happen. So that's like what I'm hoping to carry with me after graduation. Like, just be there and then things will come.
Absolutely. Speaking of the music industry program and kind of the people that you've met through that, mm-hmm. you were in a band, Sing Double. A lot of those musicians played on The Flood. How does that experience being in a band like that influence your solo project, and where do you see it going as a solo artist?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Surprisingly enough, I think that being in a band that maybe has a little bit of a heavier sound than I do made me want to take this solo project and kind of put it in the other direction, just because, not to like separate myself from Sing Double, I loved playing that band, but just to explore genres of music and styles of writing that I felt like maybe weren't suited for Sing Double, but now that I'm doing my own thing, I can just experiment a little bit more. After graduation, I'm hoping to just kind of keep up doing this kind of thing. And part of that is going to be playing Margaritaville at a lot of bars and restaurants for the next few months. But then hopefully afterwards or before then, I can still record and collaborate with people and go a little further outside my hometown.
Absolutely. Unrelated, but I saw on the credits on Instagram that you played the mandolin on this song.
Yes, I tried.
That's like, I just saw that and I was like, there's no way. She just, you play, because you play bass, you play guitar, you play mandolin, you play...
Kind of.
You just had so many different credits on this song, which I thought was cool.
Thank you.
Like you said, this is the first song off a project that's coming. You've got some mm-hmm. music coming this year. What can, like, we expect that to look like?
Sure. I think that you can expect the next few songs I have coming out to not sound anything like The Flood. and I say that just... I say that with excitement, because since I wrote that such a long time ago, the other songs were a little bit more recently written and took on a different sound, which, I mean, I wanted to put Flood out first because, like you said, you've heard it a lot over the past 2 years. I think that anyone who's been to one of my shows at like a house venue in Oneonta or a bar or just Foothills or something like that has heard The Flood, because it's kind of a staple in what in my set list.
Yeah.
So, but going forward, expect just some different sounds, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so you're going to play one more song for us. Tell us a little bit about what the song is, how it relates to your upcoming project.
Yeah, so actually, funnily enough, this isn't going to be a song off the project that I'll be putting out in the next few months, but I wanted to play it today because I think it represents a little bit more of what my sound will be going forward and stuff I'm writing more recently. I just finished this one like a few months ago. So I wanted to play a new one and not have you hear something I wrote when I was like in high school and a little angsty, so.
Sweet.
This one's called The Wheel.
Looking out at a haze of what's coming to you. Is it good? Is the world still turning round just like it should? You ask me. I pray. press my temple to yours with a seal. I can take some weight off your wheel. I've been down, but it seems the wheel just keeps on turning round. I tell you, I've gotten used to your being around. I've started talking like you. I'm laying down in the dark and the sound. I think I love you.
That was sick.
Thank you.
That was, sometimes I look at people just playing guitar and I'm like, how? That was The Wheel.
That was called The Wheel, yeah.
From Ali Sant, our guest this morning on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Her song The Flood is out now everywhere you get music. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I was looking forward to doing this.
Oh my God, this was so great. Is there anywhere else, social media, website, anything that people can check out?
Yeah, if you look up Ali Sant, A-L-L-I-E-S-A-N-D-T, it rhymes even better. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff.
Sweet. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Keep it locked to WNY Oneonta, because all the other stations play this.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight, too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. An outdoor movie will be hosted on Saturday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. from 9 p.m. Stop by to get some hot drinks, popcorn, and some snacks. The movie will be streaming at the Mullers Plaza. Also happening Saturday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Hunt Union's Red Dragon Theater, Activities Council will be hosting a musical called Some Like It Hip Hop. On Sunday, November 24th, the Geology Club will be meeting to go to the Howes Cavern. They'll be meeting outside the Perna Science Building at 9:30 a.m. On Monday, November 25th, Making Sense will be hosting sessions of Build Your Stack. Feel free to stop by FitCell 251 at 3:30 p.m. to learn more about financial literacy. On Tuesday, November 26th, the university will be closed and will return December 2nd, Monday. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connection. Stay warm, have a great Thanksgiving, and keep it locked.
I pay full price and this star ain't rented. In the backseat windows tint up, no drink up, and them shots we sent it. I got a verse revenge, I'll quench it. Till the plug from me, big weight, I'll bench it. I'm in the VIP with a bad guy lurking. No re-re, I got this one working. Never had to take girls to the shard or Bond Street, but the same thing's still gherkin. Djokovic for the love I'm serving. If it's blue lights in the rear, I'm swerving. From the mud, you can be certain. I've been around crocodile teeth like Irwin. I will step, but I sure won't battle. I'm too solid, so I can't be rattled. And if a nerd wants beef, I'm a cook that drop pins, I'm a bring wagyu cattle. You're not the guy that I heard on Spotify, you're not the guy that I heard on Apple. This one's not a normal barrel. I show man bread like an awful tackle. I don't put me on drill, it's easy. Like you, bro, you're way too easy. You can't tell me about ops on the scoreboard. Them man can never be points, they're freebies. I got two twins living in Doha, one Cobra, but they're way too greedy. My young G stay around in a motor. If you touch metal, you ain't seeing no genie. I made rocks, two rolls like Coldplay. We're hot boys and our wrists come freezing. If you mention my name in the track, you're bleeding. None of my ones need reasons. You never knew this stack cost money. And trying to catch man's never gonna bring peas in. Hands free, edge grid for a squeezing. 48 hours for an Addy, I'm seasoned. I told bro let go and I meant it. I don't care if this car gets dented. I pay full price and this star ain't rented. In the backseat windows tint up, no drink up, and them shots we sent it. I got a verse for revenge, I'll quench it. Till the plug from me, big weight, I'll bench it. I'm in the VIP with a bad guy lurking. No re-re, I got this one working. Never had to take girls to the shard or Bond Street, but the same thing's still gherkin. Djokovic for the love I'm serving. If it's blue lights in the rear, I'm swerving. From the months you can be certain. I've been around crocodile teeth like Irwin. I came far and I still can't settle. I took music money to a boiling point. Every week gotta buy a new kettle. Them and I lost hands from Gretel. All this indirect in the childish. I'm Peter Grant, cause I've been around metal. I'm the guy that you can't unsettle. Get my nose scrubbed in a bath with Dettol. I never had to buy the flight thing CC. She wanna see A, but she ain't from Canada. The feds try to do a sweep like Janet Arc. Could a gang play with the birds like Gallagher. Tea house with a set piece, no manager. Too short, make a block hot like Panama. Got runners outstanding stamina. Suck your mum and her son, no Pamela. Mask up to avoid any problems, ain't an option. Getting caught on tape. Bet you thought I was gonna say camera, nor amateur, cause I won this bait. Free my guys, gonna hate blue plates. I'm the one that the distance banked on. Spent late nights on a western estate. Get the cream in, trying to bake new cake. We had to fly birds everywhere like Drake. I told bro let go and I meant it. I don't care if this car gets dented. I pay full price and this star ain't rented. In the backseat windows tint up, no drink up, and them shots we sent it. I got a verse revenge, I'll quench it. Till the plug from me, big weight, I'll bench it. I'm in the VIP with a bad guy lurking. No re-re, I got this one working. Never had to take girls to the shard or Bond Street, but the same thing's still gherkin. Djokovic for the love I'm serving. If it's blue lights in the rear, I'm swerving. From the months you can be certain. I've been around crocodile teeth like Irwin.
When it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Alright, only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the roads when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. You set up, man, so why'd you let it go? It's such a home. I loved you until you tried to get in my head. And that's where I lost respect. You're doing the most to get my attention, baby, I'm not impressed. I changed my bed sheets, but I still smell your flesh. I don't know how we got in this mess. I rarely get this in depth. This can't make me question love. This can't make me feel like less of a man, cause I'm feeling depressed and stuff. Can't believe I was willing to drop everyone and invest in us. The last time that we was the way you got up, got dressed and cut. Look, I thought that we could have been. Maybe I was too optimistic. Tell me what you need, I provide everything. Baby, you don't know what you're missing. Our chemistry fought like quantum physics. Physics. Feeling your energy, feeling your spirit. If this is the end, I need one more visit. It's showing me love, but I still feel empty. I need something a lot more fulfilling. Move out of London town.
then. Moved to a rural village. You made me delete that pic on my phone, but I close my eyes, so see that image. Won't chase it, my heart ain't in it, it's finished. Too far gone, can't fix it. This damage is done.
When it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Alright. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the roads when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. You set up, man, so why'd you let it go? It's such a home.
I called 4 times on a private cooler, I feel like a creep. I know there's plenty of fish in the sea, but those girls got you in my mind. Those guys, do you wish they were me? Turn them around and I put them in. Yeah, I don't even missionary. There's no intimacy, and additionally, it's obligatory when I that up. I don't even take my socks off, and I don't even know why I did it. As soon as I'm finished, I'm getting them dropped off. And what makes it worse, I know that she's telling her friends I chopped off. I don't know what you're doing, we're not together. It's driving me mad cause I can't even stop you. Typed in your bank details and sent you a bag of rich. Unblock me, make it quick, and you do that promptly. If you won't give me your love for free, I'll buy it. Just tell me how much it will cost me. Your new man ain't got nothing on me, but annual wage, I can make that monthly. Alright.
When it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Alright. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the roads when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. You set up, man, so why'd you let it go? It's such a home.
Be by your side, I want to. All those other times I lied, I cannot breathe. There's nothing left to show you now to my heart. When everyone around me grows, I just fall. Be by your side, I want to be.
It's really nice out here under all these stars. Oh, yes, it is a beautiful night. Do you think we're alone in the universe? Wait, what's that?
We are here to test you. How would you like to be tested?
Wait, if we say nothing, maybe they won't test us.
Probably.
Agreed.
What? No! That's all. You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Wony listeners. Today, my name is Faith. Today, I'm here with Lisa Heller, who is opening at tonight's show with the Driver Era in the Duar Arena. Welcome back to Oneonta.
Thank you so much.
You've been here a few times in the past couple years. How does it feel to be back in this time playing in a big arena like the Duar Arena?
I'm so excited. I honestly just feel honored that you guys wanted to bring me back, and I'm just really excited to be here.
How does it feel? Are you excited to open for the Driver Era?
Yeah. I have watched Ross on Disney Channel growing up, so it's really cool to be playing a show with everyone.
Oh, yeah. I was a Austin and Alley girl for sure. So to start off, you've been creating music for a long time, since you were about in high school, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How has your approach to songwriting changed since you were a high schooler to now, you know, into your career, immersed into it fully?
Yeah, I think it's definitely changed a bit. I always started when I was like 13, 14, when I was starting to write, I would always start like on the piano in my parents' house, because a Steinway piano got passed down from my great aunt when she passed away. And I was like, I'm going to teach myself to write a song, and ended up taking like, I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I ended up going back to the same song, like, over and over and over again, and I finally finished it, like, 6 months later. Like, it took a really long time. So the process is definitely different now. Like, I can write a song sometimes in, like, half an hour, so it's definitely different. Sometimes it does take a little bit longer. Like, maybe I revisit it. I write it one day and then revisit it another day or something like that, but the process is definitely shortened a bit,
yeah.
Luckily, because that would take a really long time. But yeah, I sometimes write on the piano. I sometimes, like, if I'm co-writing with other people and they bring a guitar to the session, we sometimes write on guitar. I've also written over, like, if a friend who's a producer starts making like a beat or something, I also write over that. So it's kind of like varies, depends on like what the session is and what we're doing, but I always try to like bring my perspective and like my roots of like writing on that piano and the emotion that I feel and I felt growing up, like writing and that feeling to every session that I do.
When did you decide there, like, you know, figure out that you wanted to be a musician? Was it just like an organic thing?
Yeah, I honestly like didn't really think that I was gonna do anything with it. It was more just like for my own personal like mental health and stability. I would come home from school after like sports practice and stuff when I was like 14, and I was kind of struggling at the time, but I didn't really realize it until later. But I just like would always go to the living room, sit down at the piano, and just be like, all right, I'm just gonna like write a song right now and like just let my feelings out. And it kind of just started as that. And then as time went on, I kind of just like decided to start putting music out and see what happens. And then one video kind of just like went crazy on YouTube, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna like move to LA and just give it a real shot, because this is when I would do that, and just see what happens. And yeah, I've been there the past few years, and now I'm going on my first, like, really big tour, and I've gone on, like, three other tours in the past year, too. So this year's, like, kind of been the year so far.
Yeah, you are going on tour in the fall. You're going to open for Christian French this fall across the United States and stuff. Like, how exciting is that? Like, are you nervous, or are you more excited than nervous, or a mix of both?
I'm so excited. I am a little nervous, too. With a broken ankle, it's going to be interesting doing this big of a tour. But I feel like what I've been putting in the past few years of just, like, doing my time, like, performing shows, whether it be to 2 people or 5,000, which I've done both, just, like, figuring out, like, who I am as an artist, who I am as a live performer, what people want when they see me on the stage and everything. Like, I've learned so much about that, and I feel like this is, I wouldn't have been ready a couple years ago. Like, I think this is the time, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a really awesome tour. And I'm always curious about, like, songwriting processes for musicians. Some of them prefer to write the lyrics first or have an instrumental or things like that to write off of. What is your kind of area, like, what do you prefer? Do you prefer to start with the lyrics and then melody and all that comes after? What's your kind of creative process like with that?
It definitely varies. I think the songs, so, like, a lot of times I go into a session and it's like, okay, we have to write a song today, and it's like, okay, I need to, like, pull from something, and it's kind of like whatever comes first that you really connect with, is that that's what you go with. So sometimes it's like, oh, we start playing some chords, and then, like, a melody pops into my head. I'm like, oh, I like that melody, and then lyrics kind of just come after. There's other times where I'm like, I had this lyric idea just randomly pop in my head. Like, one time I was driving and my phone was about to die, and I, like, had this lyric idea, and I had to write it on my coffee cup because I didn't have any paper. So I totally depends, I think, on the situation. Sometimes I literally just wake up in the morning and I'm like, I have the song idea or melody idea. So it kind of just depends. Like, I don't know if you believe in, like, a higher power or something, but sometimes it just, like, comes. And I'm like, yeah, where did this come from? I don't know. But usually I just lean into that and then write from there.
Okay, so it varies just depending on the day, I guess, and what happens. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So diving into your music, you know, it's very melodic, very rich vocals, very powerful lyricism. Recently you released your new EP, Damage Control. Could you go into the EP a bit, just starting out, what is, like, the meaning of it to you?
Yeah, so this whole year I've been releasing a song a month, and then every 4 songs it turns into an EP. So it's like 3 EPs, and it's kind of just been on this journey starting from the beginning of the year, and it's going to keep going to the end of the year. And this, like, middle EP was kind of like the low point, I think, and I wanted to get that across in the different emotions that you go through when you're in, like, a low moment. So, yeah, the 4 songs were Downer, Damage Control, Pretend, and Rock Bottom. And Rock Bottom was, like, the one that's, like, the very low point, because it's, like, rock bottom.
Yeah.
But I wanted to, like, get that across and, like, get across, like, dealing with mental health and stuff like that. But each song definitely has its own kind of thing to it. So Downer was a little bit more playful, and it's more just, like, a fun song but still talking about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pretend was a really fun song that I did with my friends Night Shift, and that was more just, like, reflecting on a relationship that has passed and it just never lined up correctly. And as I said, Rock Bottom is, like, was, like, the low moment. I think that's my favorite song I've released so far, actually. And then Damage Control was the title track, and that was kind of just wrapping up the EP and talking about how you can reflect on these things and have all these bad thoughts, but sometimes, like, they're just thoughts and you can get through them. So that's kind of what I wanted to get across, like, overall with the EP.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And yeah, you wrote everything so, like, beautifully and elegantly. Like, it just really, it speaks, you know? And that's what I wrote down. I said, like, each song's quite different from the other, and I was inferring, like, representing up and down moves as you just kind of, like, go through life. That's kind of, you know, a collection of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really love the cover of the EP. I'm, like, a big music, like, cover person. I like to look at them and see, like, kind of what they're about. So, you know, it's you sitting in a room full of records and cassettes. You have, like, that blue background and, you know, fun text and things. Could you explain kind of the inspiration behind it, if there is any, and, like, what it means to you?
Yeah, definitely. So for all the songs on that EP, I actually found this house in LA, and we were shooting in all these different rooms, and we chose, like, each room based on, like, the mood of the song. So this room in particular, I was like, this is like the perfect room to tie the whole EP together because it has all these vinyl records. It has like this old school retro vibe to it. It has blue, which is my favorite color. And it just kind of like set the mood of like all these different feelings and emotions. And I just felt like it was the perfect kind of setup. And yeah, so I worked with a photographer, Alyssa, and she's great. And then I worked with my friend Emily, who's like amazing at graphic design, and kind of as a team we figured out like, okay, this is what we want to do photography wise, text wise, and it kind of just like all came together.
Oh, that's awesome. You're talking about how Rock Bottom was your favorite song, and I do want to give listeners a little taste of who you are. So it features a little different mix of different elements in the EP together all in one that has its, you know, up and down moments in it. So I think we should play it. So this will be Rock Bottom by Lisa Heller. So that was Rock Bottom. I love that song. One of my favorites off of the EP for sure. And I know a lot goes into figuring out kind of what songs you want to have out into the world. So you had, you know, you released two singles prior on, you had Pretend and you had Downer and then that one. What was the reasoning kind of for, I guess, all these songs in particular to kind of be on this specific EP or release now?
Yeah, I think that honestly it just felt like organic and I wanted that to come across with what I was releasing and like the order and stuff. Like I feel like a lot of people kind of overthink it and they're like, I need something to go viral on TikTok and then I'm gonna release that one. And just being in LA and stuff, like that's something that a lot of people are talking about. And I just wanted to bring it back to like, what do I feel when I listen to the song, and what would I feel as a listener if I didn't write the song? Like, what would I feel? And I wanted to take people on like that journey of like, okay, Downer is like kind of more playful, like if you don't really want to get too deep in your emotions, and then Pretend is a little bit more deep, and then like Rock Bottom is like the deepest that you could go because it's really like admitting things deep about yourself. So I kind of wanted to take people on that journey, and that was kind of the goal, just like to bring people in, and like if you haven't heard of my music before, to just relate to it, because I feel like that's what's so powerful about music is being able to relate to something deeper.
Yeah, definitely. I love how you said that, especially with the point about, you know, TikTok virality. A lot of people I feel like are writing for that, so it's nice to see, you know, or in hear things that aren't just for that. And also like, yeah, music is powerful. Like, it's a powerful tool. Even if you don't listen to a lot of music, you still are consuming it one way or another. So yeah, definitely. So thank you for answering all those questions. Just to get into some fun general questions to learn a little bit more about you, what has been some of your favorite music lately?
Oh my gosh, I've been listening to a lot. Trying to think. Jeremy Zucker has always been one of my favorite artists. I've been listening to him a lot. Also, Remy Wolf. I've been loving her music.
Oh, I love Remy Wolf.
Yeah, those are two of my favorites for sure. They're very different, but I just like, I love both of those artists.
Yeah, it's good to have a good mix of genres going on, you know? If you could tour with any artist or band, who would you choose?
Ooh, that's really hard. I would maybe say Taylor Swift, just because, like, her lyricism and everything are so powerful, and I really wish I saw her on this tour, but I just feel like she's such an amazing artist and person.
Yeah,
and I feel like that would just be like the coolest experience ever.
Yeah, I also wanted to go see her, but I was just like, the ticket prices were crazy, and also like, you know, nothing around really in New York to go to, honestly. Yeah. But do you have any final words for our listeners?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much. Thank you for bringing me back again. I really appreciate it. I'm so excited for the show tonight. Please let me know if you heard my music and you like it. I always check my DMs. So, and my DMs are always open to talk about mental health and stuff. And I think, you know, life is hard out there. So it's really important to like have people to talk to and stuff. So thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for coming on. Make sure to check out, if you're in the Oneonta area, make sure to check out Lisa Heller, Luke Mock, and the Driver Era tonight in the Duo Arena. Doors open at 6 p.m. I think tickets are still online, and you can get them in person, I think, at Hunt Union. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're here. This is Moni 90.9 FM, SUNY Oneonta's radio station. We are on location at the Duo Arena for O-Fest with Waka Flocka and Yun M.A. We have Yun M.A. here right with us. How excited are you to perform tonight at SUNY Oneonta to a crowd of eager students?
I mean, you know, I've been performing at a lot of college shows, so one thing about the college shows, they get crazy, they get lit, so I'm always excited for this. Like, it's always a vibe, it's always just good energy, you know what I mean, a good performance to enjoy. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Yeah.
Definitely. Are you planning on maybe going out on any future dates after this, maybe a headline tour of some sorts?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get there. Once the music starts driving, we definitely head towards that direction. So, absolutely.
You just released Open Scars last year to a really awesome audience. In February, you posted on Instagram that new music is coming soon. When can your fans expect that?
Like in a couple days.
Oh, that is so exciting.
Trim. Big trim.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, we're coming crazy all summer. Actually, all summer. It's over. In May summer.
Keep an eye out, everybody. Yeah.
Exactly. Keep an eye out for that.
Eye out, foot out, toe out, everything.
And your music video for Big just hit 100 million views, which is not your first music video to do, so you have you have a lot of them that have hit that milestone. But that song came out, like, over 5 years ago, and now people, you know, it's hard to get people watching music videos. Everybody likes to stream nowadays. So how does it feel to have people still want to watch that video and support you in that way?
I mean, I think it's real dope, because when you're an independent artist, like, those numbers, it's not easy to hit. You know what I'm saying? When you're independent, you grinding from the gutter, from the bottom, all through you. So hitting 100, even like 50, you know what I mean? It's big. You know what I mean? Shout out to Big. That's a platinum record too as well for me, my other platinum record. So, you know what I mean? When you hit those type of numbers as an independent artist, it's automatically like just a blessing, a gift. Because as much work that's being put into it, it's not easy like it is with certain situations. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's a big look.
You have always really had a very humble presence in the rap scene. Mm-hmm. And you've shown your gratitude greatly by supporting community members through your Queens Foundation. Right. How important is it for you to remain humble in the rap scene and support those who need that support the most?
I think it's always important to stay humble because it keeps you grounded. You know what I mean? Dealing with an industry that has a lot going on, sometimes you can get caught up in it, sometimes you can get lost. So, like, being humble, it kind of keeps me tame. You know what I mean? Keeps me trim, keeps me level. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I purposely put myself in those positions where I remind myself to stay humble, because you could get caught up. And, you know, I just enjoy it, because at the end of the day, I be me at all times. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't change my ways for nobody, so... If me being humble is me, then that's just me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It ain't like a strategy to do. It's just something that comes with me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's super important, especially in the music industry with a lot of big egos. So.
Yeah, a lot of big egos, a lot of competition, a lot of things going on. Like, those are the type of things I don't let affect me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I stay in my own zone, stay in my own bubble. I move like that.
Definitely.
That's great.
You've definitely also, besides we mentioned the Queens Foundation, whatever, and to kind of wrap it up, you know, you've gone to a lot of different avenues. You know, you had, like, that alcohol collaboration that you had, and you had your NFTs and things like that.
Right,
so
right.
When you were first starting out, you know, obviously you're probably very focused on the music, but how has it been to go into these other different avenues, and would you like to keep pursuing these other avenues besides music in the future?
No, absolutely. That's what we tapped into now. You know what I mean? Just definitely tapping into other avenues and different lanes of things where the business will continue to, you know, contribute. You know what I'm saying? Definitely my brand. I have my own brand that I move with. So it's always good to move into new avenues and stuff like that. So, yeah, we doing that at the moment. You know what I mean? Like, music is here forever. But, you know, you know as you go, you progress. You become, you know, a little more different. You start to tap into the business a little more. Have more of a standing of what you can do and what you can provide financially and just branding-wise in general.
You put that really awesomely. So thank you so much, Yon M.A., for taking the time to speak with us. And we're really excited for your performance tonight.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. We've got me here, Gideon. We've got Sophia, Victoria, Ellie. And we welcome to the studio the Driver Era. Woo! So you've been touring colleges recently.
Mm-hmm.
How's that experience been? Has it been, like, is it different touring colleges versus, like, your own headlining shows, or like, how is that? The crowd's different. How's that experience?
Yeah, it's been really, really fun. We've just been doing like a bunch of one-offs this year, playing a bunch of festivals and a bunch of college shows. It's a lot more relaxed. Whenever you're touring, the schedule's quite grueling because you're doing a bunch of shows back to back. But when you do a college show, you just kind of fly in and play one show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty fun. It's pretty like, it's always fun to see like new faces in the crowd, and you never really know what to expect, but all of them have been really great. People keep showing up and having a good time, so we keep showing up too.
Any like experiences that stick out? Or
We just played in Florida, and like I want to say like 8,000 people showed up. So that was pretty cool. We didn't expect that big of a crowd.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that was like that was pretty exciting. We just played West Virginia with what's his name? Flo Rida.
Oh, we had him here last year.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty fun.
Shout out to Flo.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty cool. I guess one memory that sticks out is after one of these shows we were like went to a bar. And they let us like behind the bar and we were like making everyone drinks. That was pretty fun.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
Bartender Ross.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that, and I can't remember how it happened. I think I asked someone, one of the bartenders, like, "Can I make drinks or whatever?" And he was like, "Yeah, absolutely." Because I don't know, it's always been a fantasy of mine.
Right.
That was pretty cool.
That's a really fun story. Yeah. So we were kind of like listening to your music, and we were realizing you've been pretty consistent about. Getting new music out, and it's almost a year since Summer Mixtape, which is pretty cool. We were wondering, like, what is your creative process like for new albums and stuff?
It varies. We're kind of always making music. Whenever we're home, like, it's like that's just our happy place. We're always in the studio. But it just depends. Like, sometimes inspiration just hits and you just have to like run with it, and then other times it's a little more thoughtful and you're like, oh, let's make a song for this. Like, we just wrote a song that's kind of like based off a narrative. I don't want to spoil it. But it just changes. I don't know, however inspiration strikes. What do you think?
It is always different. And like Ross was saying, like, we're kind of always writing, like, all, even like when we got on the plane to come here, like, I wasn't necessarily like, I didn't have like my laptop out and I wasn't making a song, but in my mind I was like moving forward with something. So you're kind of always doing that, and like sometimes our friends are like, oh yeah, so when you get back to LA, like, what are you guys gonna do? You're gonna write or something? And it's like, yo, you're always.
Right.
It's like you just never, kind of never stops.
Mm-hmm. We want to plan a few trips to like go. We have like a portable studio, so we want to plan a few trips around that and just like go off somewhere and just write for like some weeks.
Yeah.
But one thing I heard recently, there's this podcast by Andrew Huberman. He's like, I think he's the neurologist at Stanford.
Damn.
But he, yeah, it's super cool. He talks about how having a, like, instead of having a, he talks about dopamine a lot. And instead of having a rewards, it's hard to describe. Instead of, like, giving yourself rewards, praising yourself basically on hard work and getting better, and how that affects your dopamine. I'm not describing it super well because I haven't listened to it in a minute. But that's something I've been focused on a lot, is instead of like producing something that that people are, instead of striving for something that I think that people are gonna really enjoy, striving to just get better.
Right.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of like some of your like musical inspirations over the years?
We love a lot of stuff.
I've been liking
Rufus
Oliver Tree.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
We saw him in Ohio, and he's a wild man. I like him. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's like, yeah, he's written some good songs, and he's kind of got, he's like the male Lady Gaga to me. I never heard it or never thought about it until now, but anyway, that's just like someone random and new. Older artists, you know, and anytime we ask that question, you know, there's always like Prince, Pharrell, Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, NXS, Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Pharrell, Neptunes.
We played a lot of cool festivals this year with like a lot of really cool artists, and they've honestly been really inspiring. Just because whenever we play a festival, we're like the kind of band that likes to like run around and see all the acts.
Yeah.
So we played with like Kendrick Lamar, that was really cool. Rosalía is really inspiring right now. Kings of Leon was amazing. So some of those acts that we got to see live and learn from was really cool too.
Yeah, if you want like something, if you're listening to this and you want something like a little heavier, more rock and roll or something like that, go peep Queens of the Stone Age. Mm-hmm. I got some nice like just like kind of good like straight up rock. It's nice. It's good. Go peep it.
Okay, so while we have you here, we wanted to do a little something fun.
Sweet.
We were doing research when we found out that you guys were coming here. Me and Ellie were doing a little research, and we did a little bit too much research. We did a little too much research, and we did some digging. And I'm just gonna slide the picture across the table, I'm gonna let you take this one.
Who is it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wait. Oh, okay. I've seen way worse. This is way better.
I've seen worse than that, too.
Oh, sure. Let's go.
That's Wyatt, bro.
Yeah.
That's Wyatt and Ryland.
Okay, and, yeah. What were y'all doing right there?
I have no idea.
The hair is great.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I didn't know Ryland was that young while we were
there. That was like 2002 or something.
So, yeah, one of our brothers is on the left. That was a homie of ours in the middle that we kind of like just grew up at this dance studio with, and that's Ross on the right. I
don't know what the significance of this photo is though.
No. I'm probably teaching gymnastics or something at this point. Like, I don't know what's going on. Also, this is the time when like y'all look kind of cute, so it's not like a cringe photo. You know what I'm saying? I thought y'all were gonna pull out something crazy.
I'm not that mean.
Give me like an ick photo. Give me the ick. You know? This is like y'all are ready to riz right here.
So like, we had just come off a riz session.
Yeah, look at this.
We're feeling good about
look
ourselves.
Look at that belt buckle, bro. Oh, you got electricity flowing from right.
That's right
there.
Right in the belt buckle.
Oh my gosh.
Dang.
Yeah. No, we just like wanted to hear what you had to say about like the Rage Boys crew, because that was a fun little discovery that we made.
Yeah, we were on So You Think You Can Dance.
Right, yeah.
A couple times.
Saw the videos.
You did?
I did see the videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was back when we were doing like all this dance stuff. Well, we grew up in the dance studio.
Do they? Right. Is that show still on?
I think.
Oh, I think I might.
Maybe not.
I might audition.
Go for it. Bring the Rage Boys crew back.
Yeah, if it's still a thing, I'm just going to go pull up, do a dance solo.
Do it.
For whoever the judge
right?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
You got it. You got it. You'd win.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm going for that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Trophy. Watch out, boys.
You've got this. Okay. So, one last before we let you go. You're playing Oneonta tonight. You're playing the Dewar Arena with Lisa Heller and Luke Mock. We had both of them in here. They're both great. Check out all of their music. Check out the Driver Era on Spotify, Apple Music. I don't know where else do you listen to music?
Just on the internet.
Yeah,
I don't. LimeWire. If you got LimeWire, yeah.
Kick it. Oh, I was gonna say a bad word and I didn't.
How can Oneonta prepare to be the best crowd yet on this tour?
You don't have to try that hard. You just gotta show up and bring some dancing shoes, and we're gonna do the rest.
Cool.
Yeah, just be open and present, and let's have a good time.
I like that.
Sick. Yeah. You heard it here first, Oneonta. We're doing it. All right. We're going to play your song, Heaven Angel.
Sick.
And thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. We haven't done anything like this in a really long time post-COVID, so we really, really appreciate you guys coming in.
Cool. We're excited.
Yeah, thanks for having us, y'all.
Of course.
Let's go.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 Oneonta. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
Attention. Doctors Without Borders needs your help. The organization gives assistance to populations in distress, natural and man-made disaster victims, and armed conflict victims. They've treated millions of people since 1971. Volunteers undergo great risk and danger in order to provide this life-saving medical care. About 90% of funding to keep these missions going comes from people like you.
Doctor, I'm so glad we found...
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. An outdoor movie will be hosted on Saturday, November 23rd at 7 p.m. from 9 p.m. Stop by to get some hot drinks, popcorn, and some snacks. The movie will be streaming at the Mullers Plaza.
You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, the best of the 70s, 90s, 2000s, and today. But no 80s. No, I'm not going to do it. No 80s. WONY Oneonta. I'm pretty sure someone here plays the 80s.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.